Clarence report.
Peter had a question, so I'll let him in.
I'm a little confused about comment number 7. All mechanical equipment shall be located at or above the finished floor. Has the flood ordinance changed?
No.
Then why would we have to raise the presumably condensing units another 3.5 feet higher than required?
So when you get your flood insurance, your first floor is the one that's rated. So you're going to get a lower rating if your mechanical platform is lower than your first floor.
You're already several feet above BFE.
I'm just saying, your first floor is what it's rated in your flood insurance certificate, correct?
Yeah. Well, once you're more than a couple feet above BFE, the difference every foot you go up is incremental. I mean, it's like nothing.
All right. And you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it.
We'll build it to comply.
Comply with what?
Well, whatever. Comply with, you know, base flood elevation.
Yeah, if Jim Agostino lets you go to a lower rate, fine. You know, but your first floor rating is going to be based on the elevation of the platform now, not your first floor.
Well, no, it's a separate line item.
Okay.
All right.
All right. The state's going to raise it by 3 to 5 feet in the next 6 months anyway. Everybody's going to be building 3 feet higher.
Really? All right.
Might as well do it now.
Okay.
New Jersey PAC rules.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Brian, you have anything further to add?
Nothing.
You're done.
We're done.
Okay. Any board members have any questions of our professionals before we go into a resolution? If not, let's do a resolution, please.
Okay. It's an application for a couple of things. There's a minor subdivision approval to create the two new lots, and then each lot we call Mod A and B, but they're the same variances on each lot. Lot A and B are each going to be 2,000 square feet or 3,750 square feet is the requirement. The lot widths of each lot, they'll be 30-foot lots each, where 32 is the requirement. And there's front yard setbacks to each of the new homes that are going to be built. 12 feet is the requirement, and there are 10 feet. And a front yard setback to the porches and decks for each of the new homes, 7 feet is the requirement, and they're at 5 feet. I'll note there's a couple checklist waivers. Roger went through our minor subdivision ordinance. Anything that they can't satisfy, we'll note as waivers. And then the conditions will say any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing, subject to any other necessary outside approvals, anything in Mr. McLaren's report unless otherwise addressed. And then I noted that they'll replace any broken concrete during construction. And then, of course, the condition that we discussed about the one house being maintained. And I'm not going to restate that now, but I'll get that worded properly into the resolution. And we'll get that language right. And I think that's it.
That's it. I agree.
Okay. We have a motion and a second, please.
I make the motion.
Second.
We'll have a roll call vote. Please state your reasons.
Mayor Landgraf?
I like seeing this application come back. And Brian used a key term to me, a better planning alternative. You can put a twin or duplex on this lot without relief for the most part. I like seeing the home separated, air, light, and open space. I think this meets that requirement of a better planning alternative. And the neighbors, thank you guys for coming out. That helps us make our decisions. We don't live there. If we did, we can't vote on it. So it's helpful for you guys coming out and getting that input. So we certainly appreciate that. I vote yes on the application. I think it meets the criteria for the minor subdivision and the variances requested.
Jay Cook?
I vote in favor of this application. This is what I thought should be done in the first place, and I'm glad it's being carried out. It's good for the city, and I'll tell you one thing. Neighbors are spot on. It's good for that particular neighborhood. These homes will fit well in that particular neighborhood. And so I applaud you for seeing that and speaking up for yourselves as well, and also sharing that with the board. We're getting two new homes. We're getting replacement, upgrading of our housing stock. It's also FEMA compliant, which the existing home is not. And the essence is that our master plan is being followed. And as another side, our tax base is being helped as well. So consequently, we win, and we win. So it's a good application, and I have to thank the owners of the property for pursuing this in the manner they have done. And they've offered a good resolution for us to help them in a way in exiting one home and going into another that's actually fair and equitable for them as well. So with that, I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata.
While I respect the two previous opinions, I do not agree with them. I honestly don't see what the advantage is of making two more undersized lots in the city. We grapple with small lots all the time and all the variances that they trigger because people want to build on them. And of course, they always need relief. So I just don't see how it's an advantage to the city. I think it's lovely that the neighbors are supportive of the neighbors, but I'm looking at it more from the perspective, does this help the city? And frankly, I don't think it does. So I have to vote no on the subdivision.
Dan Smith III.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. I think under the circumstances, you have long-term residents who are trying to work out some things, and I think that the design where the lots are split with more open space and they are FEMA compliant, they're great ratables, the lots are compatible with the pattern of the neighborhood. I don't see really any negative criteria. It's not a perfect world, and so I think it's a great compromise in staging the houses to one and then the other is, I think, a great idea and helps economically with the owners. So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I feel it's really, really important when neighbors come out from the existing neighborhood to express their opinion, because they let us know what's going on in the neighborhood, just like they did for the shopping center. There was so much positive reinforcement, it just made it a little bit easier for a decision. I do like the two separate houses. I like everything, all the positives, FEMA compliant and like that. I do feel as if that Brian may have locked that back door, any negativity from other neighbors that might be outside that door. You're going to lock it now. So, but I'm in favor of it.
Peter Taco.
I am also going to vote in favor of the application. I think that this is a vast improvement over the original application that was denied. We removed the old housing stock. We have two new FEMA compliant houses that will enhance the neighborhood. I do agree to a certain extent with Lorraine's premise that we should not be creating undersized lots, but I believe that in this neighborhood, you know, that's kind of what we have, and I think this is the better alternative to even leaving it the way it is. I don't know how to two new houses, so I do support the application.
Greer Gaskell.
I also vote yes. I believe that the what was proposed really is much better than the first proposal, and I like the idea that you have two single families, non-attached, where you have airflow and everything for the neighbors. It's a great neighborhood, and I think it's a couple neighborhood out.
Jessica Spilly.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I don't love the idea of having two undersized lots. I would so much rather see two separate single family homes there as opposed to, I guess, side by side. Also seeing that it's consistent with the neighborhood and what the other houses are, the setbacks there for the front yard, and also having, I think, that support of the surrounding neighbors, I think tells a lot there as well. So it sounds like you have strong support from them, and for those reasons, I'm gonna vote in favor.
Thank you very much.
You've carried.
Good luck.
Good luck. And please wish the owner a...
Thanks for the neighbor.
A hearty congratulations. Thank you. Okay. Next application is that of 7114 Ventnor Avenue.
That's where you went in a second.
Does anyone need a break? Members of the board, does anyone need a break?
Yeah.
All right, before we start, we're going to take a 5-minute break. Yes. Carmel, we're back on the... We are back on the record, folks. Let's be quiet, please. We're back on the record. Let's proceed with the next application. That is 7114 Ventnor Avenue. I believe Mr. Goldstein is representing.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. Would you like me to proceed, or does Mr. McLaren want to do a preamble?
I'll do a little preamble on this one. I think it's important for the board.
All right. Let's get everybody sworn in first before we start.
So, Mr. Crowe and his wife are here, but Mr. Crowe is going to testify. And we have his builder is going to testify as well. And then we can start to talk about our story.
All right. Let's get Mr. Crowe and his builder sworn in. Mr. Crowe, just your name and address for the record.
Christopher Crowe. I currently reside at 1830 Lombard Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And sir?
Brian Pierce, 728 Stonehouse Road in Morristown, New Jersey.
P-I-E-R-C-E?
P-E-A-R-C-E.
R-C-E. And please each raise your right hand, each swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to begin with a small preamble first. Roger McLaren will give it first, which is of his report, which you have a copy of his report. You have a copy of his report?
I do, and I just have a few photos of the pre-construction house. I'm going to pass that around to the gas photo.
Thank you.
Send around to everyone.
I'll mark those A1. Two photos? Several photos.
The same photo.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, Roger, please begin.
Sure. My report is based on the application of Christopher and Megan Crowe, 7114 Ventnor Avenue, Block 82, Lot 14, seeking C variances, engineering and plan report, located in the R4 Single Family Zoning District. Materials reviewed on page 1, continued on page 2 with the plans, and actually the narrative in your packet is pretty informative if anybody read that. But the project description is as follows. They received permits to do some minor renovations to the house. Turns out that they had to do more than minor renovations, so they had the substantial improvement issue where they had to elevate the house. So when they went to elevate the house, they found that the foundation was not adequate to support it, so and then they decided to add front yard decks, which I think really enhances the property. So here we are today because it's more than just a house lift. It's new walls, new foundation that encroached, and basically the decks that encroach. So the variances are shown on this zoning schedule and are also listed in verbal format on page 4, front yard setback to the deck per porch first floor, whereas the minimum front yard setback within the R4 is 7 feet or 5-foot encroachment, 3.8 feet is proposed. Again, the house is in the same footprint where it was before with the intent of just a renovation, then a straight-up house lift, which was allowed by FEMA and zoning standards, but because of the condition of the structure, which we've seen often here in Ventnor and Barrier Islands, where the material is so deteriorated that they have to replace it, and therefore variances are needed. Same thing in the front yard setback to the second floor, 5-foot encroachment or 7-foot setback, 3.8 is proposed. And the side yard setback to the accessory structure, they're going to replace a prior detached garage. They're moving it away from the rear property line to comply with the rear yard setback, but they're going to replace it at the 0-foot setback that was there before, so that requires a variance. And the side yard setback to the left, where the new foundation, which is higher, you're expanding a non-conforming setback. 4 feet is required, 3.1 feet exist, and 3.2 feet is proposed. Again, it's in the same location. it's just higher, plus the second floor, I believe, talking with Mr. Goldstein earlier today, that the whole second floor had to be replaced. And they are seeking a waiver of landscape plan. I think that could be accomplished as well. And really no official additional comments other than what's in my report, which are minor in nature. But again, they kind of got caught in the middle of this, and they had no choice but to come here, but I think their original intent was fine. Who's my report?
Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. McLaren. And just right off the bat, we know the board has seen more than dozens of cases where someone comes in with a fake house raised because they wanted to tear the house down and go down to the concrete, and then they say, well, we tried to do our best, but the house needs to be completely redone. This isn't that case. They really did just want to do some renovation work, and Mr. Crow's going to testify in just a minute to talk about what they found once the work started. With the best of intentions to try to do everything correctly, they wound up with a foundation that just couldn't hold up the house. Part of it was being held up by 2x4s. So Roger's correct. They came to the board, was initially a renovation, then it became a raise, then it became the house itself just was too old and too beat up. And I think you have some photos that are fairly good that show what the house looked like originally, but it still potentially could have been redone. Once they got in there, it could not have been redone. So we're here tonight for a few variances. We do have a quick question, though, because Roger's report does mention the governor's strip. The sidewalk there is brand new, and we're perfectly fine to put a governor's strip in, but it's your brand new sidewalk, so we're going to need a little direction from the board as to whether you want to tear that out or leave it like it is. I think it's less than a year old. We've had this issue before. Again, that's the board's pleasure. If you say put the sidewalk like it is, we'll leave it. If you say put the governor's strip in, we'll remove your new sidewalk. Just let us know. Aside from that, a couple things that I find to be very important in Roger's report. We certainly agree with all of his variances, but the lot coverage is such a big difference between what was existing and what would have been in place had we not begun the project, which is a 90.5% lot coverage, which is absurd. We're taking it down 19% to just over 71%. So by doing this, we are giving back a lot of open space. Building coverage, even though it's going up from what it was, is still well below the allowable. Height is under what's allowed, and the project itself needs the variances, but nothing relating to what we're really talking about, our major bulk variance. So having said that, Mr. Crow can tell a good story here about what happened. So Chris, if you don't mind, you can tell the board what you told me earlier today.
Yep. Yeah, when my wife and I, we actually lived in Galloway Township for 32 years, and we sold that house in 2020 with a plan to move to the island. I always wanted to, and that was, you know, what we did. So we found this top-bottom duplex that we brought our contractor down to look at and to see if we could make it into the home that we wanted. And we fully intended to just strip it to the bones and rebuild it into a single family house. We did want to add a partial third floor to it. So we had all the plans drawn up. We got the approvals to lift the house. We paid the fee, the permitting fee to lift the house. And when my contractor, Brian, from Manor Hill Contracting, went in to do the prep to lift the house, as soon as they tore out the sheetrock and got a look at what the walls were actually made of, what we found out, as Brian referred to it, is it was balloon framing, which meant the entire first floor was supporting the second floor with only 2x4s. And it just, there was just no way to fix it and lift the house. And so Brian went back to the city and got approval to bring it down to the foundation, build up the foundation, you know, to for FEMA approval, and build the house that was designed by our architect, but now we build it new, just from the new foundation up. But in doing so, we now had to adhere to, you know, today's setbacks, and in doing that, we would have what would look very aesthetically unpleasing. It would be very small decks, and so we would like to just get that variance to build the house that we envisioned. We really think it will look great if you'll just give us that relief and build the decks as they are proposed.
Chris, just before it's clear, when you bought it, it was an up-down duplex.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, we lived in it for one summer, you know, just to have a place to live in the summer, but and the balloon framing would explain why my wife and I, we lived on the second floor for last summer, and every time one of the New Jersey Transit buses went through the intersection, the whole house shook, and you could feel it. So it was not, and it was not in very, it was not in well-maintained commission. And I think you can see from the picture, it was a bit of an eyesore in the neighborhood. Top, bottom, flat roof, you know, building. It was barely 2 feet off a grade, the first floor. I think our neighbors are thrilled that, you know, we've built what we have so far, but they seem to be very happy with what's going up, so.
And taking it from 2 units to 1 unit, so you're less than density
here. Yeah, same amount of bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, and, you know, that's, it, so.
Just keep going, you're doing great.
Okay.
Well, Brian, so obviously you heard what I said, you heard what Chris had to say this morning. Just give the board some background, kind of the same as Chris gave with regard to the testimony of what was there and what we intend to do. And obviously, if you made it pretty clear that this wasn't our intent. No one wants to be here at the planning board other than me if you don't have to.
Right. So when we began the initial renovation work, again, the plan was fully permitted. We began to do the demolition, as Mr. Crow had mentioned. When we got down along the first floor specifically, the joists, a lot of the joist material and sill plates were beyond a point of being salvageable or even work with in any way, shape, or fashion. When we discovered this, went back into the township, produced new permits to get all the first floor work, which we had originally proposed to remain, to get that all replaced as new. All the permits were issued for that, and then shortly thereafter, we were notified that the decks would not now be conforming to today's setbacks. So that's pretty much why we're here. The plan before you, showing the new first floor, newly constructed first floor, and the original plans that were submitted to the township are identical. It's just new material. Nothing had changed from our original submission to our most recent submission, other than to show the new construction work on the first floor.
So it'd be fair to say that right now there's an accessory structure that's 0 feet from the sideline. That's going to remain at 0. You've got the side yard of the house is now 3.1, that's remaining 3.1, both of which are existing on the new variance would be the first and second floor deck. There's nothing else besides those four, as we've gone through Mr. McCormick's report, correct?
That's correct.
So we're not looking to increase anything else towards these things. Grant, we're going to construct or design other than the same direction and then government. Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, here.
Could you explain how you're going to handle the garage? What you was referred to is that it was going to be come down and be rebuilt new, or what's the story there? It's on the property line now.
That's correct. So what we're proposing to do is bring it forward towards the street by 12 feet. It'll reduce. It'll allow Mr. Crow a little bit more of a backyard. We'll still have adequate off-street parking, but basically the concept is to remove the garage that's falling apart, not unlike the house itself, and reconstruct same size with the same setback, just 12 feet forward.
How many bedrooms do you have?
There's four.
Four, so you need two parking places.
That's correct.
Now how many feet will you have from the right away to the garage door, to the garage?
We will have approximately 36 to 38 feet.
You need 36.
We have every bit of 36.
So you got to have 36, no matter
yes.
what,
because they have a garage.
I know, but okay.
36. We the garage, plus the garage.
It would be used for something else. We want. It would be ideally to have two parking places in the driveway.
That's right, and we will have
36 plus the garage.
Right.
But no less than 30.
Right, but that would be ideal, if you could do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not required, but if you could do that, it'd be great.
Yes.
Now, there's, we try to get 36 inches circulation around the building. The garage is about 33 inches. I don't know if it's all concrete, it's all the old concrete block in there. Is there any way you can squeeze a couple inches and get us 36 through there?
Yes, we could do that in lieu of, in lieu of the CMU, we can go with wood frame.
Right, because that allows for fire and police to get around the building and so on in a much better fashion. So
yes, we can do that.
I did walk the lot today, so it was out there. I noticed you also kept the block, the old block at your grade, to show that the foundation was actually built on the exact footprint.
That's correct.
Which was a smart move.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, when this thing first came up, Mr. Crow called and said, we're leaving everything exactly as it is. And we know not everybody does that, but they followed all the rules. They just bought a house that's much worse inside and made it over. But in the end product, we might not.
So there's two front yard decks being proposed, right? First, second
Correct.
Floor, and there's going to be a roof over the second floor?
Correct, yes.
Right. But the decks are open?
Correct.
On all
yes.
three sides?
Sure.
You still consider that a deck, right?
Well, yeah, it's funny. Your definition of deck versus a porch is always kind of curious, but yes, we consider it a deck.
Okay.
What's the depth of the deck front from the house to the edge of the deck toward the street?
I'm sorry. From the
face of the house, principal wall, to the end of the deck, going toward the street.
That's 9 feet is proposed.
The old deck was 9 feet.
The old
was 9 feet also.
Right.
We're
pretty much right there.
Right. Okay. Because I measured everything today.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
So.
Excuse me, is there a plot plan showing the proposed location of the garage and
yes.
the deck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Setback?
Yeah, let's see that. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't see one either.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I had one somewhere.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not part of the architectural package, right?
It's part of the architect, but it's a separate sheet.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that.
So the new garage won't be attached to the house. It will be, it'll be a zero lot line, but just pulled forward. Is there 3 feet behind, between?
That's correct.
3 feet.
I don't have the...
Roger, you saw a plan?
Yeah.
There's a plot plan?
Chairman, subject to questions. Mr. Pierce is here as well. We'll answer whatever you have. But
we're looking for some plans right here, right now. Is there any board members? Do you have any questions of the applicant, or were you looking for things? This deck, just so we're clear, is going to protrude 9 feet from the building. That appears to be right on top of the foundation of the block wall of the old deck.
That's correct. The old foundation will come out. It will be on newly constructed footing.
You'll take it out. The brick
yes, sir.
The brick's still there.
Yes, sir.
And that's eight.
We stopped everything when Mr. Agnesino let us know about the setback issue.
Yeah, right there. The brick is there. And I think that measured 85 inches.
I trust your measurement over my memory on this
one. It's about 85 inches cut out, so you're going to go a little beyond that, which is pretty close to the lines, two houses on the sides. Now, the question is from the board, is do you want to align the deck with the two houses on the sides so that they're not protruding past it at all? And that, and that's Mr. Cole and every, you know.
Pretty much where we're at.
So, I think, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of where we're at now.
Right.
We're not going to go out any further if that's
right.
Something you're concerned about.
So,
it won't protrude further than the other home.
So then the deck would not protrude further than the porch of the other of the existing homes on each side, which is about where it is now.
That's about right, sir.
Right.
That's right.
And it's a little less than 9 feet.
I believe that's right, yeah.
Right. So.
I think the outside edge of the railing might be exactly 9 feet.
Right.
It is less, it might be by an inch.
Right. But that would be, that's the way it was built before. So if you're intending to keep it, that's what you would do.
Absolutely.
And so the, it's a little under 9 feet, it's like 86 or 87 inches, something like that.
Right, yes, sir.
So, in there. So, if that's agreeable to you and Mr. Cole, then that would be the way to do it.
Yes, sir.
And that
keep... Glad you measured, you have all the info, we're absolutely full of that.
Yeah.
We don't want to do anything to go outside that box that was originally there.
Right, yeah.
Mr. Crow is going to be able to build that house the way it's originally...
Yeah, I noticed they kept and preserved everything to be on the old footprint.
Right.
So that's why I measured it, just to see what the footprint was.
And admirably, Mr. and Mrs. Crow, you know, again, a lot of times people get that stop work.
Right.
They stop work and they said, well, where do you come tonight?
Right.
And so they know what they need to do. The contractor's done it. You've measured or built pretty much fulfilling what we believe to be the intent of the municipal land use law and the zone code in that you're getting two units that were there with one, you're getting a completely flood-compliant unit, you're getting new construction, the porches won't go any further than the neighboring porches, and you're getting back a significant amount of lot coverage that didn't exist before.
Right.
And depending on what the board's pleasure is with the governorship, it looks like, as a whole, everything is going to betterment.
Right.
Mr. Langerak talked about earlier, a better planning alternative. This is the definition of that. Everything's new with flood, protected and go 2 units to 1. So with that, turn it back to
for the board's decision is I believe that that entire block from corner to corner is all concrete. The governorship is solid concrete all the way to the curb from all three properties as it exists now. So so the question is what's the pleasure of the board on that subject?
Typically what we ask for is if there's an overage in lot coverage, they're under here.
Right.
So I have no problem keeping that there.
Yeah.
We just don't have to be able to, obviously we want to put grass where we want to put grass.
Right.
Better to pay money, pay if we don't want to.
Right. So.
I think that was the county. The county did it, not
go ahead and tear it up.
You can't about here.
So. Exactly.
So it would appear, I mean, members of the board can chime in, but it would appear that the way it exists now, it would be a shame to try and change it for the sake of one unit.
I'll say if it was a straight house lift, they wouldn't have to do that either.
Either, right, exactly. So.
That's fine.
And so it's a pleasure to hear people come and be frank about what they actually did and follow the rules and then follow the rules of trying to go back and change their plan and still cooperate. So.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, board members, any questions, comments? Hearing, are you complete?
We are complete. I mean, obviously, Mr. Crowell, here's still sworn, but any members of the public have questions.
I'm going to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Seeing no request, hearing no request, the public portion of this application is now closed. Have you read Mr. McLaren's report?
I did. We concur with all the recommendations. Of course, the only thing was the governorship, so
right.
We will agree with the Rogers together and we'll wait for a vote.
Is there anything you wish to add? Are you complete?
Just one question, Mr. Chairman. Looking at that plan, the steps will come to zero.
Okay, that's
correct.
So
make sure we have that in the resolution. You should go to provide building permits.
Right.
What's that?
No encroachment into the right-of-way by the steps.
We wouldn't be able to control that encroachment, that's a count.
So don't cut.
I just want to make sure that we're all comfortable. Zero.
Good pickup.
That's not in the resolution. Jimmy's not giving you a permit, so.
So.
I'm aware, Mr. Jimmy has made that abundantly clear about the.
So, but we'll have it in the resolution no matter what, in there. Thank you, Lights.
We're going to do the street trees test?
There'll be a waiver, there're going to be a waiver on street trees.
Nope, you can't put them.
In there. Since there's no governorship, there's no trees there now. So there'll be a waiver on that. That would be correct for the board, that there'll be no waiver on the street trees because there's no governorship in that location. If there's no comment before the board, or any questions of the board, I would propose that we can have a resolution prepared and vote on it. So at this time, Mr. Manos?
Sure.
Prepare a resolution.
It's a C variance application for the following variances. There's the front yard setback to the deck or the porch on the first floor, 3.8 feet proposed, 7's required. Same on the second floor, 3.8 feet it's proposed, 7's required. Then there's the side yard setback on the right side to the garage or at the property line, 4 feet required. But they'll get 36 feet between the garage and the house, is that?
No,
36 inches.
36 inches.
Yeah, feet between the garage and the house. And then a side yard setback on the left side, they're 3.2 feet where 4 feet's required.
2.1.
Right.
Their plan shows 3.1, I believe.
3.1? Okay.
Excuse me, don't you mean the 36 feet from the base?
No, we're talking different measure. That's another.
Clearance to get around?
Yeah.
Or get through?
This was the clearance between the buildings.
Okay.
Now we're going to talk.
36 inches between the garage and the house.
Right.
36 feet, we'll note that too.
From the face of the garage door to the property line.
And I'll note that the steps come to the property line, but they will not encroach into the right-of-way. The street trees and the governor strip will be waived. And then as far as other conditions, we'll note anything else in Mr. McLaren's report.
The front decks are to align with at the deck line of the adjoining houses.
Okay.
Which is about the same, it's almost where the footprint is now.
Right, okay, and then note any other conditions in Mr. McLaren's report, subject to any other outside approvals, and applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing. That's it.
That's it. We'll have a motion and a second, please.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
I'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Mayor Van Graaff?
Support the application. This was a true a conundrum where the applicant got caught with an older structure, has to do the renovations to it, and you know, got stuck in the middle of the project. So I think the decks match the original patio that was there.
Yep.
With that front yard setback. I applaud moving the garage off the rear property line and meeting that 36 inches between structures. I appreciate that. I vote yes on the application.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on the application. They're basically trying to rebuild the property in the footprint that existed prior. They gave evidence, they left evidence of that that's easy to follow. They're doing it. And as was said, they ran into problems, had to change their plan, and then they've cooperated and have achieved what they promised to do, but in a different fashion, and have come before us and in a cooperative manner. And at the same time, we're getting a new housing stock, we're getting something that's FEMA compliant, and the end result is the city is winding up better off than it was in the beginning. And essentially the building is almost the same as it was, but it's improved and new. So you can't lose with that one, it's a winner. And it helps us all the way around. I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata.
Unfortunately, you had a lot of very unforeseen problems, but seems like you got it all together. It looks like a great plan. The house will really be aesthetically pleasing. And again, it's a new house, so I vote in favor of it.
Yeah. Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I never liked that house.
Tell us how you really think, Dan.
So, I mean, it just has, it's a box, you know, and you know, I think to try and freshen it up is a wonderful thing. It's a great location. You know, all the improvements that you're making with the open space, moving the garage, they're all great. You'll have real parking spaces plus the garage, and in the future it'll be great, and you get your porches. So it's a win-win all the way around, and I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I really like that old house. I know, I feel your pain, because I went through it about 35 years ago. You do all your diligence, and you think you've got it covered. You open up a wall, and there it is, rotted away to nothing. And it just took me right back to 35 years ago, and I had to get Pete Weiss come in and you know, do all kinds of stuff. But I think it's a win for the city every way. I'm sorry you had to go through it, but I'm glad you're able to continue, and I'm in favor of it.
Greg Gaskell?
I vote yes also. I believe it's positive for the neighborhood, positive for the city. And I'm like Dan, I hated that place too. For many years, I wondered who was going to buy it. It didn't appear that it belonged in that neighborhood because it was small, and it's just like somebody dropped it off there.
Plus, so, it was a duplex.
Yeah, plus it was. I knew somebody that lived in that every time. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Jessica Stilley.
And I'm going to vote in favor as well. So that certainly was unforeseen. So you're also still staying within that setback. You're meeting where the existing porch is now, and it's pretty consistent with the other homes there. So I see no reason to have any issues with that. I think it's a major improvement to with the house that was there. I think it's aesthetically pleasing, and it's a great use of space and a good design.
Peter Tucker.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application also, for all the reasons stated, other than the fact that they hated the house. I don't think that's relevant, but I believe you're in a situation where we've had with so many of these lifts that have come in, it's the same situation. You know, you've got an existing property, you're trying to lift it, you're trying to improve it, and you have to jump through the hoops to get where you are now. I think that at the end of the day, this is a vast improvement over what was existing. Even if you had renovated what was existing, it's still much, much, much better. So I vote in favor.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You, and by the way, it's a good example of stewardship for the community.
Thank you.
And what it does.
We look forward to being good.
Yes. Good stewards in our community. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Galloway's loss is our gain.
Yeah. Okay. Next application, 5115 Atlantic Avenue. That was a very lighthearted application. Wasn't it? I think that was a very lighthearted application.
Yeah, he got.
I know.
Jimmy was like, that was trying to see.
They were honest with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, they were straight up honest with us.
I tried to do the right thing the right way.
Okay. Lorraine, you'll state that on the record in a minute. Before you leave, state that on the record.
I just said it.
No, well, okay. I don't know if we...
We'll
call them up, and then you wait. You repeat it on the record, and then we'll put it, you left the board. Okay, thank you.
I don't want to break the
rules. No, it's just positive that way.
Gotcha.
Before we get started, we have a member of the board that would like to recuse themselves.
Yes.
So, Lorraine?
I have to recuse myself.
Oh.
I live too close.
Okay, so let the record reflect that Lorraine is stepping down from the board physically and removing herself, and the hearing will proceed.
Thank you, Ms. Salata. No, now with the new Daniels Law, the lists are sent out differently, so it's hard to tell who's on the list and who's not. They go to property owner because of the new state statute, so sometimes it's hard to tell who is and is not on the list.
Right.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that.
Okay, now you'll have to have everybody sworn.
So when you state your name, property owner, right?
That's, you know, unfortunately, it does just by side, it does create a little bit of an issue because the new law kind of requires you not to identify anyone, so when you send out the notice, it's difficult to tell, you know, where they're going, but again, the privacy issues, it's just...
I just want to, maybe this will help explain that, because, you know, I'm interested in under 4th floor, and the mailman had a stack of letters, like, he didn't even know what to do with them, because he had to get to a sign.
Oh.
So, because I think it used to be that one letter would go to the building manager.
Yeah, it depends.
And post it or distribute it. I did get a letter, but I don't think most people in the building got one, I don't know.
I guess the system works, that's good.
I always understood the laws, if it goes to the condominium association, for a condominium, you satisfy the requirements, unless something...
No, I think you're right, I think we just get nervous that we're gonna miss somebody.
No.
And we'd rather do it that way instead of client's money differently, but it's better safe than sorry. Having said that, I'm sorry, so, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Obelenis is likely to be the only person to testify.
Well, let's get him sworn in.
Mr. Scher is here, he may not need to testify more about construction, so John will be our expert tonight.
If you want, Mr. Scher, we'll just swear him in just in case. Let's get it done.
All right, John, come in front of the mic.
Denny Scher, 108 East Maryland Avenue, Summers Point.
And John?
John Obelenis, 102 South 8th Street, Vineland.
And Keach, please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I will.
Yes.
Thank you.
And let the record reflect that Mr. Obelenis is an architect and his credentials are accepted. Are you a planner also? Okay. But your architectural credentials are accepted.
Chairman, please punch that one. So John is sworn in as an architect, he is the plan preparer.
Right.
So as soon as Mr. McLarnon gives us a go-ahead, we'll proceed.
Right. You want to do a preamble?
I think it would be helpful if I did.
We're going to do a preamble first, before John starts.
So, interesting project. Anyhow, the application of Richard Sirianni, 5115 Atlantic Avenue, Block 52, Lot 2, engineering plan report. Located in the R7 single-family zoning district. It was without the CNC condition of use variance, but the CNC was produced, so it meets that condition. Substantial benefit variance, and perhaps a hardship variance due to the narrowness of the lot. Materials reviewed on page 2, this is a revised report, and some of the revisions were resolution number Z-10 of 2010, certificate of land use compliance July 20th, 2015, City of Ventnor Land Use Plan, October 2007, plus the ones that were in the prior report. Project description is as follows. The proposal is to construct a new flood-compliant duplex at the intersection of Frankfurt Avenue and Atlantic Avenue to replace an existing non-conforming use of a triplex. The city's ordinance permits duplexes as a condition of use provided that a CNC is present. The applicant has been provided the information and is deemed complete. CNC was recently received, as was a decision and resolution granting it. Therefore, CNC permits a duplex to be conditional use within the R7 zoning district. So I superimposed the R7 zoning district schedule on page 2 and 3. I just want to give you the variances that I identified, plus the ones that were submitted. Front yard setback to the building along Frankfurt Avenue, whereas a required minimum setback is 10 feet and 6 feet is proposed. Rear yard setback to the building, again, this is a corner lot, so there's two front yards, one rear yard, one side yard, whereas a minimum rear yard setback is 10 feet and 8 feet is proposed. Curb cuts, whereas the maximum length of a curb cut is either 2 9-feet over 1 18-foot curb cut, and 2 curb cuts 18 feet wide each are proposed. Also, distance of curb cut to the intersecting street, whereas a minimum distance to an intersecting curb line is 25 feet and 21.5 feet is proposed. Third floor deck, whereas the third floor deck is required to be located within a building envelope and the proposed deck is not, so that requires a variance. they're requesting a waiver for a landscape plan. So I just want to give a little bit of history, because the CNC and the resolution provided indicate that this property is in the R4 zoning district, which does not permit duplexes even as a conditional use. However, the redevelopment plan from 2000 indicates that this was in the R7 zone. It was changed to the RR1 zone, and in 2007 it was referred back or remanded back to the R7 zone. When the CNC was issued in 2015, after the zoning was changed back to R7, the CNC certificate indicates that it's in the R4 zone. My opinion is that the whole area prior to, during, and after is the R7 zone, which permits duplexes as a conditional use. So my report is based on that premise. I just want to see if the board interprets that the same way. Everything in Dave Roberts' report back in 2000 with Short Palma indicates that the area was R7. Dick Carter's report indicates that everything goes back to R7, and there's a map showing all the areas that aren't in commercial are R7. So that's based on what my belief is. So in that regard, I went through the variances, I went through my jurisdictional duty why I submit this as a R7 application. And if the board is happy with that, that's how we should look at it.
Roger, I have a question. You said it's a conditional use, and they're requesting relief from those conditions.
The CNC was the main condition. They didn't have that before.
So the conditions are not those setbacks.
Right.
That's odd, isn't it?
Hmm?
When you create a conditional use, you set up conditions.
Right. They have to meet all those criteria.
Setbacks, things like that. That's not in our ordinance?
It has been in the past where if you didn't have a CNC, it's definitely, you don't meet any of those conditions.
Right.
Conditional use. Talked to Leo about it. We kind of said, well, it is a front yard setback. They do have a CNC.
So that alleviates, what I'm getting at is I don't want to get into this too far.
If it's
it seems like it's a D variance to me.
Right.
What question is whether the deviations in terms of front yard, rear yard that are listed are specific conditions which require D3 relief, which is a lower standard than a D1 or D2, or whether
I'm worried about me voting on that. That's something up. I'm worried about.
It's like, or whether we treat those as
I mean, we kind of have treated that in the past on certain conditions because it was so. It was based on a subdivision or something like that where you're creating these. This was kind of here.
We have the CNC, so the property is now a conditional non-conforming use at that point in time. And if you're replacing, holding those setbacks that are there, then are you changing the setbacks?
Well, we are tearing it down and there'll be different setbacks. That's correct.
Yeah, so I think this needs...
I think what Leo's saying is because we have the certificate of nonconformity, we're going under. I'm sorry, Mayor. I apologize. Sorry. I was talking over you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Talking to me. Go ahead. I'm gonna try and bring up the ordinance.
It's a little confusing with the ordinance because
it's not the clearest. I know.
We have the certificate of nonconformity, which was that? I think it was from 2010. And with that, plus the change in the zone, Roger and I talked about this a couple times last night and today, we believe, the question is, what are the conditions of the...
Right. If the setbacks are part of those conditions, this is a D3 variance, and me as an elected official cannot vote on it.
Right, so let's figure that out.
Yeah, that's my concern. I don't want to taint something that...
That's good to know ahead of time.
And that might be a notice issue, too.
Honestly. I think the ordinance, and we looked at this when we first filed, and one of the representatives of the owner sort of backed up the CNC.
Another question. Any relation to Nick, by the way? Just asking.
What's that?
No,
I'm a Giants fan.
Why did you say that? We got the board. He said, don't say that.
Well, he's got to go through the life with the name. He's our head coach. You know? Sorry. Sidebar.
So... Here's what the ordinance says. Duplexes or apartment houses, which should say duplexes or two-family dwellings, existing at the time of this chapter and having a certificate of nonconformity, shall be permitted to be demolished and replaced with a duplex or two-family dwelling. The following area and bulk requirements shall apply. And then they go through them all.
And that's listed as a conditional use?
Yeah.
I can't vote.
It says...
I'm not comfortable voting.
I think...
And I don't know...
I think we should err on the side of caution.
What was your notice, though?
The notice was not for D, for the C, based on setbacks, but we were under the impression that the conditional use allows us to go forward, and then the setbacks would obviously be the bulk.
We have 6 minutes.
Requirements in this group are going to be involved, so...
I'll leave that up to you.
I mean, yeah.
I think
out of abundance of caution.
But if it's a D, I don't know how you can proceed anyway.
We can't. We only have 6 members here.
Well, that's...
it's
the notice, though.
Yeah. But I'm worried about the notice.
The notice also. The notice would be the problem.
Curious me if, and this is a big question for Leo, if we have to be a nonconformity and it's valid as of the time of that chapter, then aren't we just talking about bulk setbacks?
You are, but they're brought in as a conditional, as conditions to that conditional use, isn't it?
Well, that's the question. Is it the conditions of the conditional use, or once you...
Or is it the CNC? And I...
We've applied that before, that if they don't meet those conditions of all the setbacks, if they met all the setbacks and you had a CNC, you meet all the conditions.
Right. But if you don't, to me, it's an issue of three.
Right.
And that's how we've applied it?
We've applied it that way.
I don't know. I know it's the last application of the night, but what's your thoughts on the notice?
We advertise for bulk requirement setbacks, front yard, side yard.
Right.
We didn't advertise
for the D3
conditional, because again, our process was with the CNC. We're only asking for what's subsumed under that.
I don't know.
They would have to be at the identical setbacks to the existing building, though.
That would be if we did it in variance.
Pardon me?
Right, then you wouldn't need the variances, right. And then I agree it would be probably just a...
But if we're only looking at bulk, we're not looking at anything else as far as density, of course, we're lessening the density.
Right.
We're looking at setbacks only within... So it's weird. It's setbacks only underneath your certificate of nonconformity.
It's just not worded well.
I think I've had the initial time written. But great.
Yeah, I mean, I think for purposes of the mayor, you should probably recuse yourself, because the way it's written, it's probably a conditional use. Then the question is, if you deviate from one of those standards and you're calling out the deviations, you're just not calling it a conditional use variance.
Correct. That's right. We're calling out the deviations based on bulk standards, but not conditional use, because we're coming in under the certificate of nonconformity. The ordinance is a little bit confusing.
Agreed. And I haven't even read it.
That didn't happen on your...
I'm watching Leo's eyes spin back forward in his head, trying to read it.
Changing the use.
What?
If you're changing the bulk standards, it's a change in...
But here's my concern, Mr. Chairman. So under the Municipal Land Use Law 4055D-70D, three, deviation from a specific or standard pursuant to 54PL, whatever that is, pertaining solely to a conditional use. So a specification or a standard, that's what I'm concerned about, that this kicks that to a D3.
Mr. Mayor, I respectfully disagree a little bit. It's not solely related to the conditional use, because we've got the CNC. So under the municipal land use law,
yeah,
standards are, I mean, of course, it's black.
I see the discrepancy.
It says the following conditional uses are permitted, and then it goes through, it says bed and breakfasts meeting these following conditions. And then that's clear. If you miss one of those, you're in the D3. But then when it gets down to to duplexes, it says duplexes and two-family dwellings. And then it says A, duplexes or apartment houses existing at the time of this chapter and having a certificate of nonconformity shall be permitted to be demolished and replaced with a duplex or two-family dwelling. So you have that. And then it says the following area and bulk requirements shall apply. To me, that should say the following area and bulk requirements shall apply and shall also be specific conditions,
right,
if that's the intent. And it might be.
It's not clear.
It's not. It's something we should.
If you're comfortable moving forward with a C-type variance, I'm fine. I'm going to just step out of it because
I think that's what we should do. I think you should step out of it, but I'm.
So for purposes, just because I know under abundance of caution, that's why I feel like I'm going to better than everybody, so we're out of the pay attention. Are we voting based on supermajority of five, or are we voting on simple majority of voting members? If Mr. Mayor, you step down, you're stepping down out of abundance of caution.
We have right. Okay. We have abundance of caution.
So then we're going to go still with
C variances.
Thanks.
Right, Leo?
Yeah, but then we got to, unless you disagree, but we should.
How have we done them before?
We've always applied, if you didn't meet those requirements, that's, you're not meeting that condition.
That's it. That's how we applied it.
And so we looked at it as a D3.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
in which case you'd need five or six.
Maybe. We have room on our agenda, our next meeting in 2 weeks?
We do.
Can you get it?
We'll have. That would be four.
What's today's date?
12.
Yeah. I think, I don't, are we August 9th or do we have?
We have room on midnight.
That's the next one though.
We have the 24th.
Yes, go ahead.
24th and then 9th. I don't know.
I'm going to make sure
to be here or I may not be here.
Especially
but there's other people though. Other people, we'll get
it. It's supposed to be August 2nd.
Yeah.
And we would need, Commissioner Kriebel and I couldn't be there.
Right. So we have enough members. You just have to get them here.
Right. We can call them and get them here.
We'll get them here. I'll get them here.
I think it's a good project. I think Jack's going to throw this thing right.
Let's go off the record for a minute, if you could, please. We'll have your recess.
Okay.
We're back on the record.
Thank you. And thank you for the guidance. As the mayor put it pretty clearly, out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure we're clean, that there's no issues later. For any number of reasons, we want the record to be crystal clear. Because it's a tough case anyway. So we want to make sure the board's satisfied and comfortable that we're not asking for something that we shouldn't be getting. Saying that, I don't think we can notice for the next meeting would have to be the August meeting, but we'd like to do that.
August.
And I think that's just cleaner for a number of reasons. And the applicant, of course, you know, like every project, wants to get moving as quickly as possible. But even if we put it in and it was a D, we'd rather have seven voting members for that additional kind of buffer. So yeah. I would say.
What I would ask Carmel to do is make sure on the 9th, obviously Commissioner Kriebel and I can't vote on that, but if you could.
We'll have the people here.
Push the members so we can get seven voting members here.
We'll have
it makes a bit of a difference.
We might have to have Greer in on a stretcher because he's getting his knee replaced. But,
yeah. I'll wheel
you in.
We'll wheel you in, Greer.
If Jay don't tell one of those nurses to jab me or
yeah, right.
something.
So is it?
If you don't get here, we'll jab you.
Is it likely that we could have seven members on the 9th?
We'll make that happen.
You'll have seven members on the 9th.
All right. Then
who else?
I think just we're going to be play it safe that way, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We're sorry everyone's here. We had to go through that on the record.
Smart move.
But,
yeah. We're going to, in the meantime, we're going to take efforts to clarify that ordinance to make it more clear.
So in regard to that, I do want to thank Roger. He emailed me last night. Very late. He was working on this. We were all confused. Our team jumped on it right away. Carmel was great to get the CNC and the prior resolution. But the little vagary in the ordinance there isn't awesome. You know, it wasn't written by this current administration, but it's confusing a little bit.
Yeah, it is. All right.
But I'll figure it out.
Yes.
There's always a solution, and we'll get it right. And that's the main thing.
Right. That's possible.
Okay. So this application will be postponed.
Tabled or whatever.
It's being tabled.
Yeah.
And are they going to have to renotice?
They have to renotice, yeah.
They have to renotice.
We'll do all that, yeah.
And that'll be the case.
It's just the homeowners association.
And we have to look at that condo with just the homeowners association.
We'll double check on that.
And double check that. Since you've already noticed them once.
Whatever the city gives you is supposed to be what you rely on, I guess, so.
All right. Yes, Mr. Crowe.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, we do just have one point of clarification for construction purposes for Mr. McLarnon. Darlene, you want to come up? So one of our reps, I don't know if she has to be sworn, just ask Roger a question.
So just for clarity, because we can change, we're going to come back with one less variance, which would be great. The third floor deck, does it have to be in the building envelope on this building?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So we'll change that, make that change so we can remove that variance. That's all. I'm trying to just bring them down.
And you might want to look at that driveway getting up further away from the curb line.
Okay. Okay.
For a safety standpoint.
Yep.
I got this and also the comment about the front landscape. That's with shorts, so that's compliant.
All right.
Okay. The third floor deck is the edge of the deck is
right.
Is the principal wall.
I'm aware. I honestly didn't notice it until I saw the variance there, so I will address that.
Thank you.
So we're going to come back with better plan.
What?
I
would ask for that variance for that third floor deck. I mean, it goes with that building.
Absolutely.
If you don't get it, squish back.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Okay, great.
I like that. Yeah.
Enjoy your night.
Enjoy your night. Thank you.
You have to be there, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Move you up. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I think I just made it.
Yes.
Motion
to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right,
we're adjourned.